Monday morning. Today marks the beginning of College Awareness Week in Ireland, which aims to highlight the importance for young people to have a plan for their education after they finish secondary school. More than just the CAO deadline, what is the best way to deal with third level education? Well, one of those giving his back into the campaign was carrying on a very promising rugby career while still at college at NUIG in Galway is Ireland and Connacht a new Wonder Centre, Robbie Henshaw. I caught up with Robbie just a few moments ago and I began by asking him to tell us all about College Awareness Week.
It's a project that aims to inspire like students from a young and an old background into kind of giving them the experience of the importance of post-secondary education, so going into third level education, and it kind of gives people going on and thinking of going into college, it gives them an idea of what they might like to do, and it gives them an option of what course may suit them further down the line. So I think it encourages people of all ages, not only people who just sit their leaving cert. It's obviously mature students between 25 and 40 years of age, whatever. So I think it's a great initiative, and it's down to what suits you best. And I think it's a very good initiative.
Now, people would have presumed that a professional rugby player like yourself, playing for your country and for Connacht, that would be a full time gig. But you're actually at NUIG in Galway as well.
Absolutely, yeah, Ivan. I'm studying myself. I've been in NUIG for 3 years now, and I'm still doing an arts degree. So I'm balancing, I'm juggling both. It's not an easy task, let me tell you. It's tough. You're constantly trying to run into the college and catch up on missed lectures and catch up on assignments that are due. But I think it's important for myself and for all other rugby players, I think, know that they have to have a backup plan, and they have to have something behind them, because with the nature of the sport now, we know we're only one bad injury away from our career ending. So we don't know when that could happen. So I think to have something in the background ready to go is vitally important. And then for myself, I'm currently studying arts, doing geography and economics. So further down the line, maybe I had teaching in mind, but hopefully that won't be for another 10 years, all going well. So it's, for me, I think it's important that people go to college and they live the experience and they get out and see what it's like.
Now, Connacht are flying at the moment. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well now. I suppose we're top of the Pro 12 at the moment, and we're top for a European group, so all going well, and we're playing Munster this weekend. It's 1-2, so we haven't had that before, so it's nice to be there, but I suppose it's going to be a big test for us against a tough Munster outfit this weekend, so we'll see what happens, but we're really, really enjoying our rugby at the moment.
And the Challenge Cup, you just had a win over Breve, and you went out to Siberia. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we just got a win against Breve on Saturday. It was a tight enough game, we pulled through in the end, and it was okay, but we played a Russian team called, or a Siberian team called NSI out in Siberia last Saturday as well, and I didn't travel myself, but from looking at the videos and from looking at a few of the boys' pictures, I think I'm pretty delighted that I didn't go out there. I think they played in conditions of below 26 degrees below zero, so was pretty cold out there. I think that's the coldest they've ever played in. So a few altercations on the way back. They got delayed for a few days as well. So their bodies were certainly a bit tired after it, with jet lag, etc.
The World Cup campaign for Ireland, your contribution was affected by injury. Are you back 100% again?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm currently back 100% at the moment. I had a small tweak in my hamstring just before the World Cup, which wasn't ideal at all going into it. I ended up missing the first two pool games, which I know was a bit of a nightmare for me because I wanted to get a good start against Canada. But I didn't really panic. I didn't touch the panic button. I just kind of went through the process of doing what the medical team told me, stayed close to the psychologist, and just prepped myself for when I was to return. And I just got on with it. And my first game was against Italy, and just built from there on. And I suppose I enjoyed my World Cup. I did enjoy it.
Now, it's interesting coincidence that both of your coaches for your province and for your country are Kiwis, Joe Schmidt and Pat Lamb. What do you think is the secret to Kiwi coaches?
I'm not sure. I suppose their attention to detail, and I suppose their love of the sport. I think the guys are completely rugby obsessed. I think that's how they go about it, and everything you talk to them about is rugby. And I suppose their knowledge of the game, they've taken it to a new level. So we're constantly learning new things from our coaches, and that's what players want. We want coaches who are bringing new things to the table. So I suppose that's why they are where they are, the two New Zealand coaches. So I suppose, and you could say that the two guys, Joe and Pat, are from a teaching background as well. So they have good ways with the lads as well. So maybe that could be something that they're good with as well. So I just picked up on that myself, that the two of them, they used to teach back in New Zealand. So that was interesting as well.
Now, Robbie, there's been a lot of public speculation about you moving to Leinster and progressing your career. First of all, could you clarify, when you have an Irish international contract, who actually decides what province you pay for? Is it your choice? Is it the IRFU's choice? And how would you feel about a move to Leinster? And when you look at you know, the Champions Cup and see the type of payroll that, you know, the French and the English are paying their players, you know, you won't be a player forever. Would you ever be tempted to go abroad?
Yeah, well, Ivan, I have to look at my options, and I suppose coming up towards Christmas, we'll have to have a look. But I can expect it to be an ongoing process. At the moment, I have to get all my options on the table, and then I'll have to see what's best for my career. So I'm not making any decisions yet at the moment. I've just waiting till all the options come in, and then I'm going to assess what is the best for my career. And I suppose in terms of the French teams in the Champions Cup, they're obviously, players are being paid a significant amount of money, but I suppose I'd love to play all my rugby in Ireland at the moment. I'm still quite young, so I wouldn't be thinking of leaving for a while. So, but I think further down the line it could be an option, but at the moment, I don't think so. So.
And on the question, when you have an IRFU contract, who decides what province you pay for? Is it entirely your call or your agent's call, or how does it work?
We haven't talked with the IRFU, but I'd imagine it's more my call than theirs because I'm out of contract. But I suppose they could kind of guide you towards where they might want you playing. So I'm not fully sure on that.
How would you feel about a move to Dublin?
I'm not ruling it out at the moment, but we'll have to see what happens.
When does your present contract with Connacht expire?
June 2017.
So at the end of this season, effectively.
Yeah.
And what is it, a three-year contract you'd normally do or something like that?
Generally two or three year, yeah.
So you're really open to the question. You're committed for Connacht for the short term, but you can see in terms of the challenge versus the Champions Cup, in terms of the resources, the crowds following Connacht, while it's been very good for you, it you know, there are bigger opportunities perhaps elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm 100% focused on Connacht for this year and for my contract. So we'll have to see. We'll see what happens towards the end of the year. But I'm completely committed and completely focused. And if options do arise, I'll take a look at them. And as I said, I'll see what's best for my career, and we'll decide then. But at the moment, I'm just completely focused on my rugby and Connacht at the moment. And all the off the pitch stuff has been dealt by my agent, so that's how it's going now.
And we wish him well. Seems like a very nice fella all round. Launching College Awareness Week, that's Robbie Henshaw, perhaps one of the most promising Irish rugby players, still with Connacht for the foreseeable future. It's 9:40. We want to turn now